Welcome to episode 1 of Start with the Heart, and we talk about conscious versus unconscious communication. Before I even start, let me just stop for a moment and ask you to go back to your memory, go back and think of a person that truly moved you. You got it? What made you feel so attracted to that person? Was it something this person was wearing? A shoes, purse? Or maybe that was something deeper, something that is untouchable. Maybe it was a body movement, state of being, smile, gesture, softness of the voice. Basically, how did this person make you feel? There are 4 types of communication: verbal, nonverbal, written, and visual. We communicate by choice in a conscious way, and we also communicate unknowingly in an unconscious way. You can show to others your style, your unique style, and I hope this is very appropriate for the occasion. You know why? Because as you know, or maybe not, it takes only a millisecond for someone to decide if they have interest in you and also if they trust you. If not, their mind will show them information: you're not attractive, walk away, don't trust. This process of natural segregation is just natural process that our mind does to help us in our life, to keep us safe. Can you think of other examples of communication that is conscious? Probably you thought of language, words used, physical appearance, ability to choose different topics, and also behavior that you show. We very rarely communicate just in a conscious way. More or less, we come as a package, and our unconscious messages, the communication, often dominates before we even have a chance to say a first word. We communicate with our bodies in nonverbal communication. We use hands, faces, eyes, our mouth to show our emotions, and we can't hide it. Even when we think we are using certain words, mostly we communicate with the tone of it, with the rhythm, and with the tension. And when you hold inside lower energy emotions like anger, frustration, grief, apathy, guilt, fear, or shame, they will come with you wherever you go. You carry them in your energy field. They are like shadow behind you, creeping behind you all the time. And the person that you speak to can sense energy, although they might not be able to pinpoint what kind of energy and emotions are struggling with at that moment, but they are probably going to feel either attracted to you or maybe they'll be pushed away from you. But you also hold inside of yourself and in your energy field the messages about your belief system. If you struggle with the lower self-esteem and lack of confidence, it will show up in your body and in your energy field. It will show up in the way you look, in the way you talk, and in the way you walk. So knowing all that at this moment, do you know how do you show up to the world? What do you show with your posture? What do you show in your body? How do you show up with yourself, for yourself, and to the world? What are you communicating with your body, and what do you hold in your energy field? I know one thing, that I like to take very active approach and work on the way I show up to the world. I like to make sure that I feel very easy and very light before I talk to others. And I take time to clear my energy. And I do it with intention. Before you go anywhere, take time to relax and clear your mind. Replace the emotions of the lower vibration with the emotions of the higher vibration. For example, acceptance, joy, love, or courage. I like to have, for example, awareness of what feelings occupy my day. Where am I at each moment? Then I use different techniques, which help me feel better if I feel lower energy emotions. For example, if I feel sad, then I take a moment to think of this emotion and then I use journaling, drawing, moving my body, or meditation to replace it with the higher vibration emotion, for example, excitement. I take time to pause and to get myself centered, clear my mind. For example, I do it every time I go to the meeting or I work with the client. I set the intention to be fully present and it works every single time. So when you get a chance, comment yes below and let me know if you would like to know more about the unconscious way of the communication. Are you ready to wrap it up? Number one, wanting or not wanting, you share the message about yourself to the world. Number two, you have the power to change it. Number three, it's time to clean up one thing at a time. We'll continue this conversation. I'll create more content around the communication and how to become more successful in communication. If you haven't had a chance to subscribe to this podcast, do it, because I will share with you very interesting stuff in here and you don't want to miss it. All right, thank you so much for listening and I'll see you next time. Bye now.